Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Games are designed for player interaction and for them to impact the events on screen with control inputs. And that can create a relationship where we're constantly having to do stuff. But you know what? We're humans. We have to sometimes not do stuff and take a break. But oh, video games, they don't like that, my friend. In fact, sometimes they actively punish you. So let's take a look at them today. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 8 video games that punish you for taking a break. Number 8, Sonic Kills Himself. Sonic CD. It's a very well-known fact that Sonic the Hedgehog does indeed like to go fast. Whether he's zipping through lush green hills or through the cold reaches of space in an effort to roll out the rotund villain Dr. Eggman, once and for all, he's always go, go, gotta go fast. In fact, it can become quite aggressive with how insistent he is to always be on the move. And there's no better example of this than in Sonic CD, where if the player isn't keeping pace, he'll throw himself into oblivion. If Sonic is left idle, he'll begin to tap his foot in patiently and check his watch occasionally in order to motivate you to moving him on. However, if you manage to spend around 2 minutes answering your phone or the door or explaining to a friend why Sonic 06 is genuinely a really good game, which some Sonic fans staunchly defend for some reason, why, I don't know why, then the chili dog eating champion will finally give up waiting and kill himself, leading to an instant game over. Pretty harsh. Number 7. Any QTE experience. Now, it might seem a little vague to put any and all QuickTime event sections under one banner here, but can you honestly look me in my very bold eye and tell me that the entire mechanic doesn't seem purpose-built to keep players on edge and kill them without any warning? From being stabbed, shot, or just even trying to get a shave in Shenmue? QTEs turn what should be a moment of reprieve for the player into another tension-soaked experience. It gets so bad that if you spot even just one QTE in a game, then you know deep down you can never take a break, because the game might choose to kill you for daring to put down your controller. Worse still are those that happen after lengthy dialogue or character intros, meaning that you have to watch it all again just to possibly fail once more. Plus, it completely takes you out of the scene you're in, rendering cool cutscenes completely moot, because we're too busy focusing on what might possibly happen. Number 6. The computer selects your moves. The Pokemon franchise. So in battle, one must consider their actions long before they ever think to commit to them, as brash assaults, unplanned strikes, and foolhardy rushes can cost you a victory immediately. This is why a lot of strategy titles will allow you to plan, position, and replan all over again during the course of gameplay, and as such, you might develop a more methodical approach to your warmongering. Unfortunately, it's actually this hands-off mentality that can indeed cost you a match if you're playing a Pokemon game online, as if you end up taking too long to select a move for your monster to unleash, an internal timer will count down and then select a move for you, with it usually being the least useful one. It's not uncommon for video games to kick idle players, but to carry on the battle for them with inferior moves is somehow much worse, as now our opponent not only still has to fight against what is effectively an absentee trainer, but it makes our battle-hardened roster look like utter chumps. Number 5. Guildhouse Destruction. Final Fantasy 14. So one of the most satisfying things about the monolithic Final Fantasy XIV is how its gameplay encourages players to form firm friendships and join guilds in order to progress. The level of teamwork needed to take down some of the larger raid bosses is top tier, and so it's refreshing to see the game reward guilds and parties with great loot drops and incentives to team up. However, inversely, they do seem to have an odd way of punishing those taking a bit of a rest from adventuring, especially when it comes to guild houses. As each guild Guild HQ takes up precious server space and the game has had a long-running issue with keeping spaces free for players, Square Enix implemented some measures to keep things decluttered as much as possible. And one such measure was that if your guild hasn't visited their house for 45 days, then the devs would send a bulldozer right through the bloody thing. As a means of compensation, they would at least pay back some of the costs of building the HQ, but still, for players looking for a break, it was pretty saddening to return to a pile of rubble. Number 4. Darkwing Duck Death. Darkwing Duck. As before mentioned, the incredibly harsh punishment of Suicide Sonic rocked the world of any gamer looking to take a small break from the action, but it turns out that this was actually a copycat mechanic that was introduced in the otherwise perfect platformer Darkwing Duck. This NES title dropped a full year before Sonic CD stuck it to players, and also included an idle animation death as punishment for gamers not on the go. If you wait around, then in classic cartoon fashion, an anvil will land on Darkwing Duck, flattening him completely and costing you a life. While not being as harsh as an instant game over, it's still a pretty shocking punishment for players, especially those who might just be flexing their fingers and planning their next moves. Although when you think about it, this is actually pretty fitting for the franchise, as in recent years, a Darkwing Duck game by the minds behind Sonic Mania was itself squashed by the anvil of Capcom despite looking absolutely brilliant. Number 3. Unexpected Full Moon. Commander Keen. As we've shown in entries thus far, players can be punished by having their lives depleted, their games ended, and of course, their houses destroyed, but nothing will be as cheeky, quite literally, as a video game flashing their literal arse to the player for taking too long. And the hams in question belong to Commander Keen, who has no problem showing what he thinks of players wasting his time by dropping his trousers and bloody well mooning us. Now, players are unlikely to see this pale rump, as pretty much every moment of this title involves being a rude dude with a tood who is constantly on the move, but for those looking to take a moment to wipe the sweat off their brow with their tie-dye Fresh Prince of Bel-Air shirt before taking a sip of Jolt Cola, they'd be rewarded with this spit-take moment of the commander dropping his keks. Cheers, mate. Number 2. You're the Slowest Gamer Ever. Justice League Heroes. As you might expect from a game centered around super-powered beings, Justice League Heroes is a title that is utterly hectic at the tamest of times. After all, those waves and waves of goons aren't going to put themselves in full-body casts, therefore it's punch, kick, and I-beam all day long for our cast of heroes, which, as you might expect, would absolutely wear you out. So why not put down the game for a second and go pop the kettle on, have a super stretch, and maybe pull the spandex out of your crack? Well, because it turns out that the game will chastise you for doing so, that's why. Now, Barry Allen is most definitely the fastest man alive. Well, except when Superman is involved, and even then it's like winning a game of Top Trumps by shooting your opponent. And as such, everything to him appears to be moving in slow motion, especially downtime when the player is busy doing something else. Should the Scarlet Speedster feel ignored, then he'll even voice his complaints, stating, "I'm the fastest man alive, and you're the slowest player." Alright, Bazza, calm down, go mess around with the flow of time again if you're that bored. Actually, don't ever do that, because it never works out for you. And number 1, the worst ending. The Stanley Parable. Now, to call a single ending in the almighty Stanley Parable game the worst is a bit of a fallacy, as in truth, that's like calling a fine wine piss water when compared to an incredibly well-made cocktail, as both are equally delicious and both get me equally tipsy on their heady brilliance. However, if we're being honest, the ending that you receive for literally doing nothing does feel like a bit of a wasted opportunity. After all, this is a game about choices, actions, and the rather scary realization over how little impact we have over these two aspects of our lives. And so just sitting there in your tiny little office, letting the bigger questions float over you, is at once fittingly depressing, but also completely unsatisfying. If the player chooses to remain in the cubicle, the narrator will get so frustrated that they eventually begin to close out the game, listing how boring a choice this was, and how it was a waste of his time as much as it was yours, the player. Brilliant.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.